the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. Dr. Mohler is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and one of the nation's leading theologians and cultural commentators. To get online with Dr. Mohler, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Now, here's your host, Dr. Albert Mohler.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Albert Mohler Program. This is a big week. All kinds of things happening. Later this week, we have the release of two big movies, both much anticipated and, I think it's safe to say by different audiences. We have Annie Proulx's short story, Brokeback Mountain, that will be released as a major motion picture, that on Friday. And then we also have this same week, opening on Friday, The Chronicles of Narnia, the Philip Anschutz, Walden Media, Walt Disney release. And I'm going to be seeing it tonight in a special press screening, and we're going to be talking about it on Thursday, what the movie is all about, why it's important. We're going to talk about just how effective this movie is at pulling off telling the stories of the Chronicle of Narnia. C.S. Lewis was reluctant to ever have it made into a movie. He was very concerned that the story might ever reach television because he was afraid that that visual medium would simply make the story flat. But we're going to be talking about Brokeback Mountain on Friday. We're going to be talking about the Chronicles of Narnia on Thursday. And today we're going to be talking about television. This is Mass Media Week on the Albert Mohler Program. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that tonight on CBS, the Victoria's Secret special is back. A lot of controversy about it, and I have just in the last few minutes become really aware of what a big story this is, and so we're going to talk about it because it's a decision being made by people today in homes all over America, will we watch it or not? And it's not just what's going on in the TV tube, it's what's going on in the mall. We're going to talk about the fact that there are many parents who are outraged at the current advertising campaign undertaken by Victoria's Secret and what their children are seeing. I'm going to talk to you about a mall in Hampton Roads, Virginia, that has had to put up a black curtain behind Santa Claus because the pictures of the little kiddies with Santa, well, they're being complicated by some very, very suggestive statements that were also being included in the photographs. But this is the big question. Where do you draw the line on television, and what does it tell us? That evidently Victoria's Secret thinks it's worth sinking $10 million into this program just to sell their product. And, what are you going to think about the fact that all over America there are going to be a lot of young men, a lot of teenage boys, and frankly a lot of men of all ages and families who I guess are going to watch this? It's basically porn on prime time. Now, some CBS affiliates are deciding they're not going to broadcast it. I'll tell you about one affiliate that says that they are required by contract to carry all CBS network programming, but they're going to do it off of prime time and do it in the middle of the night. Well, I guess that's kind of a halfway solution. At least it's less likely that little kids will see it. But that's what we're going to be talking about. And this Victoria's Secret story is really about, what's happening in our culture, the sexualization of the culture, and using sex to sell not just lingerie, but a lifestyle, cultural aspiration, just about anything. First, a review of other issues in the news. Not only tonight will the Victoria's Secret special be on, but also the replaying of the Charlie Brown Christmas special. And by the way, CBS is also going to be showing that. It's a big story. And that particular special debuted in 1965, and it was on CBS at that time, and they hated it. That is, the CBS executives hated it. Why? Because in the story, Linus reads from the Gospel of Luke. In his lisping little juvenile voice, Linus reads the story. And even back in 1965, we're talking 40 years ago, even back in 1965, there were those in the TV world who said, you know, you just can't do that. The audience doesn't want that. This is supposed to be funny. It's not supposed to be meaningful. And you're going to divide people and make it controversial the minute you bring in Charlie Brown. Why, it's one thing to have Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and all the rest. Let's remember that Charles Schulz himself identified as a confessing Christian. And there were many times in the cartoon strip that biblical texts appeared and biblical points were made. But this is primetime television, after all. But it has become a part of American culture. And that does tell us something. It tells us something about how far America's gone. 40 years ago, 1965, we had the Charlie Brown Christmas special. And now, 2005, the big controversy is over the Victoria's Secret program. Folks, as you and your family make decisions, one of the things you must recognize is that, well, there is a difference between men and women. There are differences between boys and girls. And that plays right into this whole sexualization issue, because let me tell you, it's not going to be a bunch of ladies who are going to be lined up to watch this lingerie show. This kind of visual pornography is addressed towards males, men, young and old, and young boys. There is a difference, and the very fact that there is a difference is underlined by the fact that the advertising campaigns for Victoria's Secret, when they say, give me sexy, they're not addressing that as one woman giving it to another. No, it's really the idea that you go in and buy your girl, your fiancé, you know, whomever, this kind of gift. I don't think you have young people buying these for their mothers. And it just complicates this whole picture. But the very fact that there are differences between males and females, that's become a part of the feminist heresy. You can't say that. The feminists say you can't even insist there are differences. And I'm going to shift very quickly to tell you that there's new evidence of the differences between males and females, the differences between the sexes, and in particular, the differences between boys and girls. Leonard Sachs is a scientist who's written a new book entitled Why Gender Matters, What Parents and Teachers Need to Know About the Emerging Science of Sex Differences. Now, the book is one thing, but I want to point to a review by Steve Saylor that's published in the current issue of the Claremont Review. And it's really a brilliant piece that Saylor has written here. For instance, he goes on to talk about how boys and girls operate differently in school. He says this: American schools have long been taught largely by women, and boys and school marms have not always seen eye to eye. But the rise of feminism has encouraged female teachers to view their male students as overprivileged potential oppressors. Further, feminism justifies teachers' self-absorption with female feelings. Thus, a remarkable fraction of the novels my older son has been assigned to read in high school are about girls getting raped. I hope it hasn't permanently soured him on fiction. We've now achieved the worst of both worlds. The educational authorities are committed to anti-male social constructionist ideology, but the pop culture market delivers the crudest, most sexualized imagery. Let me insert here the Victoria's Secret special tonight. The irony is that when the adult world imposes gender egalitarianism on young people in the name of progressive ideologies, it just makes the young people even more cognizant of their primordial differences. There is a difference between boys and girls, men and women. And when it comes to boys and girls, by the way, Leonard Sachs in his research demonstrates that both boys and girls do better in single-sex educational contexts around and right after puberty. Well, there just might be a reason for that. What about girls' self-esteem? Well, for one thing, Sachs has conclusive research that really is very convincing, that the one issue that most endangers young girls in terms of their self-esteem at that age is what boys think of them. And the fact that they're always being monitored by boys, and the one question, do you think you're pretty, is what researchers found to be most determinative of whether a young girl at that age has adequate self-esteem. Well, you take the boys out of the picture during the day of the educational process, and things change. The same thing with the boys alone. But that is just heresy in this postmodern age. By the way, there are other things that Leonard Sachs points to, such as the fact that boys are unable to hear certain pitches that girls hear very well. And one of them happens to be the range that some female voices have. So, you know, you have the teacher in the room. She's saying some things. Girls are hearing it some ways, and the boys may not be hearing it quite so well. Also, in terms of visual field, as boys' eyes develop, they do not see subtle differences of color and pattern so well as girls do. But the kind of educational context we have and the kind of educational curriculum that we often find in the schools is girl-friendly. Do you know that one of the biggest trends in higher education right now is the fact that there are far more young women going to college than young men? I could take you to many of the elite college and university campuses in this country, and you'll be seeing as much as a 60-40 split. And that's really dangerous. And it's not only in the entering students. Not only are there more women who are entering the colleges than young men, there are far more young women who are graduating than young men. Something is taking place here. Now, am I suggesting that women be shut out? No, that's not even the point. But something is wrong in a culture that has produced this kind of imbalance. We are literally demoralizing young men in terms of the educational process. And it begins when they are boys, and I do suggest that we had better take account of this. What about other differences between men and women? Is there more to it? Would you believe that the United Nations is dignifying the idea that there may be a difference between men and women when it comes to global warming? At the 11th annual United Nations Climate Change Conference in Montreal, Canada, the spokesman for a feminist-based environmental group accused men of being the biggest contributors to, quote, human-caused global warming, and the same speaker lamented that women are bearing the brunt of the negative climate consequences created by men. Ulrike Rohr, who is director of the German-based group called Genet Focal Point Gender Environment Sustainability. Yes, only the Germans could come up with that kind of name. He said this, women and men are differently affected by climate change and they contribute differently to climate change. He went on and said it's mostly men who are going by car, women are going by public transport. He said that the world needs to create new, quote, creative gender strategies in order to equalize the male-female imbalance. And furthermore, he said, we need at these conferences more women. You would think the United Nations would see that as a ridiculous argument on its face, but of course not. Now the United Nations at its website says they're going to take these arguments seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our tax dollars at work. We'll be back to talk about Victoria's Secret, your home, and the sexualization of the culture and what you are going to do about it. I'm Albert Mohler. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. Tonight, Victoria's Secret is back after a one-year hiatus with their Christmas special. And there's a lot of controversy about it, and not just about the TV show. Frankly, it wasn't even on my screen until just very, very recently when I caught on to the controversy about this, and I really thought it was something we ought to talk about. And, you know, if nothing else, I'm going to tell you the truth. I wanted to do this program so that those of you who have young guys in the house, and, you know, you'll know what not to allow on television. This is not a good night for unsupervised television watching by anyone, but especially the young. Now, for instance, the special on tonight, it's being sold as in a very sexually suggestive way. Let's just listen to the commercial here. This will say just about everything you need to hear.
Ready for the sexiest night on television?
Better be, because we're back.
The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, the sexiest night on television.
Well, you know, that's probably a safe thing, that sexiest night on television thing, because at least one reviewer who has seen it says if this were a movie, it would definitely be R-rated and it would be pushing for NC-17. Now, folks, Victoria's Secret, I'm just assuming we all know what we're talking about here. It is a lingerie store, and it began by trying to market lingerie in a niche store within the shopping mall environment. And, you know, there's a big question in business journals as to whether or not there was enough business to sustain that. Well, now we find out that Victoria's Secret's sales are lagging, as a matter of fact, and perhaps this is an effort to infuse some new energy into their brand. They're spending $10 million on this show tonight. And let me just tell you that a business doesn't spend $10 million on this kind of promotion unless they think they're going to be getting a lot back in return. Anthony Hebron, who is the spokesman for United Brands, that's Limited Brands Incorporated, which owns Victoria's Secret, said, quote, the show just drives people into the stores. Well, that may be so. I really don't know. The sales figures, I guess, will eventually tell that story. But I'll tell you this, it's driving a lot of other people up the wall. And it's driving them into outrage that this kind of filth will be put on television. You know, you're talking about the most erotic, the most sexualized kind of presentation, and it's going to be right there. You're talking primetime television. You're talking about no filters. I mean, the families that would not allow HBO or Showtime or any of that pay for fee viewing movies that wouldn't have, you know, pornographic magazines in the house, that this is going to go right into the television, right into the family room or into the bedroom or wherever someone may have access to a television, and right here in prime time. Now, Victoria's Secret, as I said earlier, is also in a bit of hot water, and the malls with these stores are also sharing some of that controversy. Given the advertising campaign, Give Me Sexy, that's just it. I say it only so that you'll know what we're talking about here. That slogan has become something very offensive. At least one mall in Hampton Roads, Virginia, has had to put up a screen behind Santa Claus because the little kiddies lining up to have their picture taken with Santa were being confronted with lingerie I will not describe here on the air, but with that slogan also right behind them. Other malls have been making similar decisions. CBS affiliates are making decisions tonight about what they're going to do. At least one in Houston says they're going to be showing it late rather than during prime time. Another mall, by the way, this one also in Virginia, I believe in Roanoke, has had to deal with outrage from parents from their kids seeing this kind of stuff in store windows. Folks, here's the big question. This is not just Victoria's Secret, although at this moment, I have to tell you, I think this kind of softcore porn in primetime advertising is nearly unprecedented. We live in a highly sexualized and eroticized culture, but to my knowledge, at least, nothing quite like this has ever been on the screen. Now, let me just tell you a little background here. You know, I deal with an awful lot of teenagers and young people and with their parents. And one of the things I try to talk about as much as possible is protecting our children from premature sexualization. And especially with teenagers today, that is a big challenge. The culture around us is involved in one gigantic conspiracy to sexualize our children. You look at the advertising, you look at the primetime shows, you know, everything from Baywatch to, frankly, you name it, and this kind of special as well. And then you look at the mass marketers. I'm going to be really honest here. When you walk in the mall and you see the Abercrombie and Fitch stores and Hollister stores, and by the way, they are related, and they're coming out with yet a third store, this one to sell leather goods and gift items, I'm told. And you look at other marketers trying to catch up with Abercrombie and Fitch and these stores that are really selling sex, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. And what really concerns me is I see so many people with their teenage kids and younger kids just walking by as if it's nothing special. And I think it is something special. I think it's something especially dangerous. I want to know what you think. The phone number, 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. Should we just let this go by without comment? Should parents take any action related to this? You know, I'll tell you what. What would a wife think with her husband watching this? I mean, what from a Christian perspective, what good thing can come out of anyone viewing this kind of program? What does it tell us about what our culture is sending as messages, not just to young girls, but also to women? You know, one of the things that that the recent controversy has kind of brought to light is the argument that is being made by some as to why this show is so popular and why sex sells. Let me read to you from what one observer said who's familiar with all this. He said, look, we all want to look good, and what this sells is the message that you should look like this model or these models, and that by buying these clothes, you can. Well, that's also a very, very dangerous message for young women and young girls. You know, the reality is, that's not what a lot of people look like. In the same way that there are an awful lot of boys and men who don't look like the models at Abercrombie and Fitch. And even if they did look like that, they're not likely to be found in the kind of poses that those models are often featured in. Again, the phone number is 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. What's on the television agenda for your house tonight? Does it include Victoria's Secret special? And what in the world do you make of all of this? How do you arm your children, especially your teenagers, to deal with this kind of challenge? Let's go very quickly to Jared, calling from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on WHKW. Jared, what do you think?
I don't know. I just feel like TV had just been so overrun with an incredibly liberal media that supports just anything that can be produced. And, I mean, this whole thing of sex sells is ridiculous. Sex sells because it's pushed and promoted to the point to where we're so exhausted with it, we just accept it as what it is.
Jared, let me ask you, what does this make you think about CBS as a network for selling this time to Victoria's Secret?
Well, I've had a problem with CBS for a long time. You know, it's not credible news, for first of all, the whole thing with the George Bush thing. But other than that, I mean, it's... Primetime television has turned into what cable television was, 4 or 5 years ago. And, I think we really, even when you look at the way movies are rated, what is an R movie now would have been X-rated 10 years ago.
Yeah, you know, Jared, you make a very good point, and I especially appreciate what you said in affirming that what was notorious and controversial on cable just a few years ago is now prime time. Just on regular broadcast television. You know, I'll just look back and say, when I was a teenager, we didn't have anything like this on television. I don't know how I would have handled it. I really don't think I would have had the opportunity, because I think my parents would have pulled the plug long before the show would have come on. But let's face it, somebody's going to record this. Kids are going to have access to a lot of this. And this mainstreaming of softcore pornography just makes it all that more difficult to protect our children. The phone number is 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. We're talking about the atrocity tonight. $10 million investment by Victoria's Secret on CBS. They're back. You heard the ad. There's no doubt what they're really selling.
Listening to the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Or go to www.albertmohler.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Albert Mohler.
Well, I just had the thought that this was likely to start some conversation because this is not something that just affects some Americans living someplace. This is what's being piped on primetime television right into millions of American homes, hundreds of millions of American homes tonight. We're talking about the Victoria's Secret special. They're back, as you heard on their own commercial. They're back, and they're not wearing much, and that's the whole point. They are selling sex, and what we have here is what has to be categorized, at least as soft pornography. I mentioned that one reviewer, having seen what's coming, said it would be, if a movie, at least R-rated and probably NC-17. But, you know, there's no one stopping the kid from coming in the family room. The question is someone going to stop what's going to be on the television screen? The phone number, 877-893-8255. That's 877-893-TALK. By the way, we had someone on the line who called and said he wanted to defend the show and the fact he was going to watch it, and he left us. If you believe that, give us a call. I want to hear that argument. But right now, we're going to go to Chris calling from Clarksville, Tennessee, listening on XM Satellite Radio. Chris, your turn.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Mohler. Appreciate the chance. I just wanted to say, you know, first of all, yeah, I'm not going to watch the show. And this is exactly the reason why I gave up on network TV entirely. I switched my entire family over to Sky Angel. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
You know, I'm a little bit familiar with it, Chris. In fact, I've met the CEO of the company. Now, does Sky Angel not have CBS? Is that the way it works?
No, they don't have any of those main three. They do have Fox News, and it's all family-based. Any channel is safe, and that's exactly what I want for my family.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that, Chris. I think there are a lot of people out there who might wonder if there's some way to avoid this. And I have to say, my guess is that, you know, there's nothing. And I just want to say this. I appreciate so many of these products, and I'm glad even to have Sky Angel mentioned here on the program. But I just want to say to parents, you still can't just back out. You know, we still have the responsibility to monitor what our kids watch and to make sure that we know not only what they're seeing with their eyes, but what they're seeing with their hearts. Chris, thanks so much for calling and appreciate you listening on XM Satellite Radio. Let's go to Sandy. She's in Louisville, Kentucky, listening on WFIA. Go ahead, Sandy.
Hi. I am so glad that you said that because, you know, it's not just the television. It is so much more. I'm a member of a Christian-based organization that works with young women, young teenage girls, and we recently went to a play, and you would think a Christian-based organization sponsors a national. We went to a Broadway musical, and they simulated oral sex on stage. They were scantily clad. One girl ran around in a thong, and I was appalled that no adults had any objection to us taking children to this play.
Sandy, we're living in weird, weird times. I mean, that's about all I can say. You know, the very fact that something like that would be, you know, put out as art and as entertainment tells you a great deal about where we are. On Friday, we're going to be talking on this program about Brokeback Mountain. We're going to talk about it because the world's going to be talking about it, and America's going to be talking about it. And we're going to take a particular angle then, you know, what makes this kind of storyline attractive to people? In other words, they didn't make this movie to lose money. They made it to make money, and it just might make money. And, you know, some of the people I know in the movie industry say, look, given the politically correct culture we live in, it's Oscar-bound, at least for nominations, if not for the award. Sandy, let me also mention something to you. You know, we're talking about this whole issue of Victoria's Secret, and I mentioned that there's controversy not only about the special tonight, but also about what's going on in terms of their marketing, merchandising in malls. Story here, the Washington Post, this is out of Tyson's Corner, that's in Metropolitan, D.C., here in Virginia. And in this mall, there was a controversy. Steina Rubin of Bethesda, Maryland, speaking of the display at Victoria's Secret, said, and you're going to love this, she said, I find it totally disgusting. She said, I'm not entering, I'm going to clean this up, a house of prostitution. She said, I come to the mall with my daughter, it's disgusting. I love the last part of this, she said, and I'm from Europe. Well, folks, she has a point there. If you're disgusting Europeans with this kind of pornography, you're pretty disgusting. And I can tell you, having had my family in Europe, one of the main things you have to avoid there is your kids having their eyes open, at least in a lot of places, because there's no telling what they're going to see. But, you know, if you're taking your kids down to the beach at the French Riviera, you've got a pretty good idea that you're going to have to be careful. But, you know, if you're letting your kids watch primetime television, well, you got to be just as careful. There are just a lot of people who don't know it, and that's one of the reasons we're having this conversation today. I want to know what you're thinking about it, what you as parents are going to do about it. We're talking about the sexualization of the culture at large, but we're also talking about what it means. Let's just be honest here. What does it mean that Victoria's Secret thinks that sinking $10 million into this program with all this racy advertising and sensational buildup is going to produce sales? Evidently, they think people are going to watch this and run out and buy their product. Where's corporate responsibility in the midst of all this? Or should we just say, let the market work? If they want to sell sex, let them sell it. The phone number is 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and coast to coast, you're listening to the Albert Mueller Program. Welcome back. Tonight, millions of people are going to be watching the Victoria's Secret special. Of course, millions aren't. But the question is, what about your family? What are you going to do? And how do we respond to the more generalized sexualization in the culture and to this phenomenon? I mean, obviously, they think that this is going to work in terms of producing sales, or they wouldn't be doing it. The phone number, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We're going to go to Cleveland, Ohio, where Matt's on the line, listening on WHKW. Matt, go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Mueller. It's good to talk to you. I think that this can be taken out of context a bit. My wife and I had planned on watching this evening. She owns several pieces of clothing from Victoria's Secret, and I think that her and I sitting down watching the show and me to look at it and say, you know, that's nice, that would look good on my wife, is vastly different than a 13-year-old watching on his own up in his room, for example. So I think that context plays into this. Certainly my children are not watching tonight. I mean, they're a bit young. I mean, 4 and 7 respectively. But, you know, even if my son was 13, 15, it would not be appropriate for him to watch. But I think it would be fine for, like I said, my wife and I to watch this evening.
Okay, well, Matt, I appreciate your call. I invited someone to call and make this argument. I wanted to hear it, and that affords me the opportunity to kind of ask you a follow-up question here. In all honesty, you know, when you're watching something like this, do you think you're thinking the very best thoughts, even just in the context of your own marriage?
You know, that is pure thoughts are something that many men struggle with, and like the fashion show is not going to make or break that. I struggle very hard and pretty much am successful on keeping my focus on my wife. I don't watch the models per se. I mean, for example, going into, you know, is it any different than reading the catalog to pick out a gift for my wife? And I don't think that it is. I just think that you can, like I said, kind of take it too far and take things out of context.
Yeah, Matt, I do appreciate your call. And it's fascinating. You mentioned something that I might not have brought up, and that is the catalog. And, you know, I'll just say that I think most guys can't look at that catalog with holy thoughts. I can tell you that. But I also think that when you start adding the visual stimulation of the girls in movement and all the rest, the girls, women, whatever you want to call those models, I think it does add something. And Matt, all I can say is I really appreciate you calling. I will say that, you know, I ask you the question I would want to ask any Christian brother in this circumstance, and that is, what's really going on in your heart and on your mind when you're watching this, even if your wife is sitting beside you? And I can just say that I think, and I say this absolutely honestly, I think that for the vast majority of Christian men, we wouldn't have the issue. Because there's no way our wives are going to sit down and watch that with us. At least not most of the people I know, including the wife I live with. You know, I don't think she would feel good about that at all. Wow. Let's go to John calling from Columbia, South Carolina, listening on XM Satellite Radio.
Hello, Dr. Mueller. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, John. You know, Victoria's Secret wants a big Christmas gift tonight in terms of what they're going to get out of this special. What do you think?
I think it's totally wrong. I'm a 41-year-old truck driver. I'm having my first child on the way coming in April. I have a boy coming, and now I have to worry about primetime TV, which I never had to worry about in the past.
Yeah, well, you know, I would say we probably had things to worry about, but not quite this. And I agree with you. This is different. You know, you can – they even are supposed to be – at least they're supposed to be a pretense of finding out how old they are before they go into a movie theater. But, I mean, this is stuff that's going to be in the family room. Now, how do you intend to deal with this with your son? And he's not even born yet. God bless you for thinking about this in advance, John. You're going to be a great dad. Listen, I'm going to ask you about this. What are you going to do – you going to lock him up or what?
No, I wouldn't lock him up. I would find other activities for us to do during that program. If he was born at this time and he was old enough to see it, for one, that channel would not be put on TV and we would not be watching it. And you were correct by the last response you gave. My wife would not sit there and watch that with me. It's totally different and it's not a godly thing to even think about that.
Yeah, I think your wife and my wife could talk about that one in full agreement, John. I appreciate your point, and God bless you. And, you know, just may God give you everything you hope and pray for in the gift of the son, you and your wife together. Raise him in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and watch that kid and protect his eyes. God bless you. Let's go to Peter calling from Albany, Oregon, listening on KCCS. Peter, your turn. All right, we lost Peter. Sorry about that. Folks, you know, that's one of the issues about telephones and especially cell phones. Sometimes you lose them. And let me tell you, this whole issue about Victoria's Secret, when it comes back to the program tonight, again, I mentioned Anthony Hebron earlier, who is a spokesman for Limited Brands. He was saying that this kind of show just drives them into the store. According to the Washington Post, he said that this is, frankly, part of their national marketing campaign. He also mentioned there are 1,000 Victoria's Secret stores in the U.S. That's a lot. With time running away, we're going to go to Kelly, calling from Louisville, Kentucky, listening on WFIA. Kelly, your turn.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, my only comment was that I know growing up as a child, my parents, they did not permit me to go to the swimming pool, and I know it's gotten a lot worse. And I'm only making this connection because nowadays I do go to the swimming pool, and I'll be with my husband, and I know even with my father, people do not dress appropriately. So
yeah.
I guess I feel that, you know, if I walk into the mall and I see the women, the mannequins in the store window, I kind of just put myself back in the pool, you know, like, you know, and make that connection, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I think the connection you're making is that what we're experiencing and observing here in the sexualization of the culture, and you could say secularization too, but the sexualization of the culture, this is something that's not just about television and Victoria's Secret. It's not just about what's going on in the malls. What's going on, frankly, in the schools. Look at the way a lot of girls are dressing, guys too, for that matter, and what's going on at the swimming pool. Of course, that should be a big issue, I think, of Christian concern. You know, this is one of those reminders that there's no easy way just to say we're going to opt out of the culture. There's no easy way to say we're not going to watch this, even if you're not watching the special tonight, and I hope you're not, and I hope you're making sure your kids are not. What about when they walk in the mall? You know, how do we teach them to be discerning and to monitor their eyes? I'll be right back with some final thoughts. This is Albert Mueller. Welcome back to the Albert Mueller Program. We've been talking about the Victoria's Secret special tonight, and an interesting conversation. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all the callers. The calls were backed up. A lot of folks wanted to talk about it, and that's understandable. because this issue is a live controversy, and it's very relevant to where all of us live, because it's very hard to get away from this culture. I mean, we are deeply immersed in it. And when you're talking about something that's on primetime television, you're talking about something that will be seen by lots of people, millions, tens of millions of people. And Limited Brands, that owns Victoria's Secret, is counting on it. They're talking about spending $10 million here in order to get people into their stores to buy this product. But, of course, it's more than product they're selling, and that would be bad enough, but that's what I want to talk about. I want to suggest to you three reasons why we should be very concerned about this. Number one, from a Christian perspective, we must resist, according to Scripture, anything that would relate to porneia. What is that? Well, it's the very root of pornography. It has to do with that which incites lust. Now, the Bible validates and even celebrates appropriate sexual desire and sexual love. It demonstrates that in the book of the Song of Solomon and in the way the Bible dignifies marriage. Sex is one of God's good gifts. He's given it to his creatures, but for a very specific purpose and in a very specific institution called marriage. And in the covenant of marriage, there is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to the union of the man and the woman. But what we're talking about here is exactly what the Scripture condemns. Porneia, that which incites lust. And that word is used over and over again, and that Greek word in the New Testament, to indicate exactly what Christians are to avoid. And so I would suggest that the main reason we should not have anything to do with this, we should be concerned about it, must not watch it, must prevent our children from watching it, is that it is designed by its very nature to create a market appetite that is based in lust. The very lust itself is the problem. And this is a problem particularly for men, but not only for men, but particularly for males. The second reason is we must not encourage, in this kind of economic context we live, a business that would conduct this kind of crass sexualization. I mean, let's face it. Those who go out now and buy that product are basically validating the very approach that the company has taken. You can count me out of that. I think that's one very good reason that we must be concerned about this, and we must say, I'm not going to honor this kind of marketing approach by doing my business there. The third reason is, it's not just about what you and your family do. It's about what those who are your friends and neighbors and coworkers also do. This is an entire culture. And the lowest common denominator, this culture is getting lower and lower. Do you really want your next-door neighbor's kid watching this? It's not just about what you're doing, although that's your first responsibility. It's about the impact across the whole culture. We'll be back tomorrow for Ask Anything Wednesday, and you'll set the agenda. We'll answer your questions then and have that discussion tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmoeller.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmoeller.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.